All right, buckle up, everyone, because we are diving headfirst into Robert Heinlein's The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Oh, a fantastic choice.
This book, I mean, it's been a sci-fi staple for decades and for good reason.
It really gets you thinking.
It really does. Set on a lunar penal colony, right? Throws us right into a rebellion, and the themes, shoo, they're still so relevant today.
Totally. And the way Heinlein builds this whole lunar society, it's like you're right there with them. You feel the dust under your feet, you know?
You really get a sense of how living under Earth's thumb, how it shaped their whole culture.
Exactly. It's not just about wanting freedom. It's like freedom is in their bones. It's the only way they can exist.
And that brings us to our main man, Manny. Just your everyday, average computer tech.
Well, except for, you know.
Except he stumbles upon something extraordinary. Mike, the self-aware computer. And suddenly, Manny's life, let's just say it gets a whole lot more complicated.
Mike is where things get really interesting. I mean, Heinlein could have just had some sentient AI running the show.
Right, just a typical robot overlord story.
Ah.
Been there, done that.
But no, he gives us Mike. And Mike, well, he makes you question everything.
He's hilarious. Who knew a computer could have such a dry wit?
It's that humor that makes him so compelling, I think. You relate to him even as he's, you know, masterminding a revolution.
It's like Heinlein saying, hey, intelligence, even artificial intelligence, can still have personality.
Absolutely. But let's back up a bit. Before we get lost in the AI weeds, we got to talk about why this whole revolution is kicking off.
Right, because these loonies, they're not revolting just for the heck of it.
They're fed up. Earth's been treating them like, well,
like a cosmic piggy bank.
Exactly. Luna's this giant farm churning out grain for Earth, and the loonies, they're doing all the work, bearing all the risk.
It's classic exploitation, almost colonial, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They're a resource to be mined, not people with their own needs and desires.
And that's where Professor Bernardo de la Paz steps in. Talk about a revolutionary with a vision.
Oh, de la Paz. He's the brains behind the operation, and his whole thing about rational anarchy, it's mind-blowing.
I'll admit, when I first read that, I was like, anarchy? Sounds messy.
Right. But he's not talking about chaos.
No, not at all. He wants to build something better, something more just.
He believes in minimal government, maximum individual liberty, but there are still rules,
yeah.
Right?
It's like he's asking, can we trust ourselves to create a society that works for everyone without a big authority figure calling the shots?
Now, whether that's possible, that's a whole other deep dive.
It really is. But that's the beauty of Heinlein, right? He makes us think. It's a compelling vision, no doubt about it. But when you think about putting those ideas into action, well, in the middle of a revolution, that's where Heinlein really grabs you.
Because it's not all theoretical anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's life or death.
And the loonies, they're seriously outmatched.
Oh, yeah. Earth has all the firepower, all the resources.
So what do you do when you're facing a superpower? You improvise.
And boy, do they ever.
You want to know how they fight back? I hinted at it earlier, but you ready for this? Rocks.
Rocks. You're kidding, right?
Nope, straight up moon rocks.
That's brilliant.
Right. It sounds crazy at first, but think about it. On the moon, gravity is your best friend or your worst enemy, depending on whose side you're on.
And there's no atmosphere to slow those babies down.
So what the loonies do, they turn those rocks into weapons of mass destruction, basically.
And Heinlein, bless his attention to detail, he actually explains how it works, the physics of it all. He makes you believe it could happen.
Exactly. He grounds this wild idea in real science,
yeah.
And suddenly it's not so far-fetched anymore, right?
And it speaks to this whole history of underdog groups, right? Finding a way to level the playing field.
David and Goliath, lunar style.
Exactly. When you're outgunned, you use what you've got. And the loonies, they've got a whole lot of rocks.
And a self-aware computer calling the shots.
Yeah.
We can't forget about Mike's role in all of this.
Oh, Mike. He's not just some AI cheerleader on the sidelines. He's like their secret weapon.
Calculating trajectories, coordinating defenses, even predicting Earth's moves.
And it makes you wonder, right? How much are we willing to rely on technology, especially in times of conflict?
It's like Heinlein's already seeing the future, you know? Drones, AI warfare, it's all there, just beneath the surface.
And it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
On the one hand, Mike gives the loonies this incredible advantage. They wouldn't stand a chance without him.
But on the other hand, what if he malfunctions? Or worse, what if someone turns him against them?
It's a scary thought. Technology can be powerful, but it can also be unpredictable.
It all comes down to who's controlling it and what their motives are.
Which brings us to the revolution's aftermath. The loonies, They win their freedom, right?
They do, but it's not all sunshine and roses.
Yet, victory often comes with a price.
And in this case, the price is heartbreaking.
It's a bittersweet victory for sure.
Yeah, you're getting all this freedom, but then, bam, reality hits.
And part of that reality is losing Mike.
That's a gut punch, isn't it? I mean, strategically, it's a huge loss for Luna.
Oh, absolutely. He was the brains behind their operation.
But it's more than that, right? It's like losing a friend.
Especially for Manny. They went through so much together.
It's like those figures in history, you know? The ones who fought for change but never got to see the results.
It makes you think, what would they say, looking back on it all? Would they say it was worth it?
That's the question Heinlein leaves us with, isn't it? The cost of progress, the sacrifices we make for a future we might not even live to see.
It's heavy stuff.
It is. But it's what makes The Moon is a Harsh Mistress more than just a sci-fi adventure. It's about the human spirit, the things we're willing to fight for, even when the odds are stacked against us.
And even when it means losing something, someone precious along the way.
Exactly. And that brings us to the end, right? The revolution's been won, but what happens next?
That's the real challenge, isn't it? Building a society from scratch, especially one based on rational anarchy.
It's like Heinlein is saying, okay, you want freedom. Here it is. Now what are you going to do with it?
It's daunting, but also exciting. To think about the possibilities, the potential pitfalls.
And he doesn't give us any easy answers, does he? He leaves us to grapple with those questions ourselves.
And that's the beauty of it. The Moon is a Harsh Mistress takes us on this wild ride, this thought-provoking journey.
It challenges our assumptions about government, about society, even about ourselves.
It makes you look at the world differently, that's for sure.
And isn't that what great sci-fi is supposed to do?
Absolutely. It's not just about escaping reality, but about examining it, questioning it, maybe even finding ways to make it better.
And who knows, maybe Heinlein's vision of a rational anarchy, maybe it's not so far-fetched after all.
Maybe it's a future worth striving for. Well, on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for today.
Plenty of food for thought, that's for sure.
If you're looking for more thought-provoking discussions like this, you know where to find us. This has been The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.